From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean lawmakers, briefed by the country's intelligence service, said that the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday at an airport in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, perhaps heading off his plans to defect. Kim Jong-nam falling ill at Kuala Lumpur Airport after claiming that he felt someone grab his face from behind. He died en route to a hospital, possibly of poisoning. Joel Witt is a senior fellow at the U.S. Korea Institute.
The fact is that someone like him, who is related to the leader, indeed he was supposed to take over for his father rather than the current leader, who has been expressing dissatisfaction with his brother's leadership and is in a position to serve as a focal point for opponents to the regime, his life is going to be in danger. And I guess finally, after there were a couple of other reported attempts on his life, the North Koreans may have succeeded.
Malaysian authorities are performing an autopsy on the body, reportedly have detained a woman from Myanmar for questioning. Kim Jong-nam, once considered an heir apparent to his late father, Kim Jong-il, but fell out of favor following a failed 2001 attempt to enter Japan on a forged passport. At least four people killed in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday by police in Kinshasa, capital of Democratic Republic of Congo, targeting an outlawed political religious group known as Bundu Dia Congo, or BDK movement. Member Mavinga Philemon said the police attack was a surprise, targeting defenseless civilians, several members wounded and arrested. The leader of the group, a parliamentarian, was not arrested. This is VOA News.